out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Thursday, the 24th of October, 2019. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, and we are broadcasting live today at radioarian.com because we have with us geopolitical analyst Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. Matt, good morning to you, sir. How are you doing there?
Well, I apologize again for last week. I know Stanley has something to do with it. Our topic today begins on my 48th birthday. This is when Trump decides to do this, which can't be a coincidence because, you know, what is more significant than a 48th birthday? And I go to Hallmark and I see rows and rows of 48th birthday cards, congratulate balloons and everything. 48. It really is an extraordinary birthday here in this part of Pennsylvania.
Happy birthday to you, Matt.
So I apologize for that, but it was legitimate technical difficulties. Or feline difficulties in my case. I don't know what he did, but he did something.
So we're supposed to excuse you being late last week because it's your birthday this week. Is that what you're saying?
Well, sort of. I'm still waiting for a gift from you. I got nothing. But I guess the mail is slow from, you know, over the pond. You could excuse me because I have cats that work for MI6.
I think we can excuse you anyway, Matt. You do more than enough for us. You do two podcasts a week. You do guest slots on other shows. You do all your writings. All your documents are available for free. All your essays are available for free. I think you do more than enough to have a lie-in once in a while. Anyway, let's get into our subject for today, which is Donald Trump suing CNN. I think this is a particularly interesting story. Obviously, I wish him all the best with it. Some people are saying that it's not very likely it's going to succeed, but it does look like it does have a good chance of actually succeeding. There is precedent here for this, and we're going to get into all the details of it. The first quote that I've got here is Trump campaign threatens to sue CNN for unfair, unfounded, unethical, and unlawful attacks on the president. President Donald Trump's disdain for CNN is well documented. However, a series of undercover interviews with network employees who spilled the beans on bias in the newsroom has Trump's attorneys threatening legal action. Fake, phony, and dead as a doornail are just a small selection of the often colourful words used by Trump to describe CNN and its overwhelmingly negative coverage of his presidency. However, Trump's re-election campaign has taken the next step and threatened to sue the network for its apparent bias, according to a letter sent to network president Jeff Zucker and general counsel David Vigilante. What a name there, David Vigilante. Isn't there a problem with this though, Matt? I mean, Donald Trump has been calling CNN all these names, fake, phony, and fake news. Can't they just say, well, you were calling us names, so we were calling you names?
Well, we're going to get into the Lanham Act here in a little bit, and as well as Trump's letter to the network. You know, I've spoken to more than one lawyer on this respect, and they're really, they don't have an immediate answer for me. There is some precedent in Trump's corner. There is lots of negative things in Trump's corner. It's certainly not a matter of name calling. The issue is very simple. CNN is a brand. It's a commercial brand, and the brand is based on them being an objective news source. That there's no bias, there's no politics, there's nothing like that. Now, we've known for decades and decades that that's all nonsense. But we've even had firsthand accounts that it's nonsense. But Project Veritas could change the world here. You know, I follow them, you know, off and on. But now with their American Pravda series, they could change everything here. CNN is definitely on the defensive. It's the fact that it's essentially a false advertising suit, which has not been filed, but it's certainly been threatened to be filed, of course, on the 18th of October. Where this is going to go, I don't know, but there is positives and negatives to it. CNN is definitely on the defensive, and they're already in damage control mode. So there's already positive things here.
Well, Project Veritas certainly seems to be doing a lot of good. They've exposed bias at Twitter. They've exposed bias at Facebook. They've exposed bias at Google. And they've now exposed this bias at CNN. And Donald Trump referred to that when he had his summit on internet censorship and made a big point of congratulating Project Veritas for what they had dug up on all these companies. So let's have a look at the evidence from Project Veritas that pertains to CNN. In the recent video footage obtained by Project Veritas, John Bonifield, a senior producer at CNN, admits to several beliefs that are in direct conflict with the official CNN narrative that Trump has colluded with Russia and that Russia interfered with the 2016 election. Bonifield expresses clear doubts about Russiagate, stating, "I haven't seen any good evidence to show that the president committed a crime." He also confirms CNN staff are ideologically biased against Trump, stating, "I know a lot of people don't like him, and they'd like to see him get kicked out of office." Bonifield further confirms CNN's bias against the president by saying, "I think the president is probably right to say, like, look, you are witch-hunting me. You have no real proof." Bonifield reveals that Russia has been great for CNN's ratings and that orders from CEO Jeff Zucker himself have directed CNN to pursue Russia leads at the expense of other stories. Bonifield states, "And the CEO of CNN said in our internal meeting, 'Good job, everybody, covering the climate accords, but we're done with it. Let's get back to Russia.'" He further comments on Russia, "It's mostly bullshit right now. Like, we don't have any giant proof. If it was something really good, it would leak." So it seems here that this bias is down to the CEO of CNN himself. And this guy here, this senior producer, is saying that they don't have any evidence, and this is all just propaganda that's being pushed against Trump. So I guess what it is this Jeff Zucker must have an axe to grind with the president, I think, Matt.
Yeah, it's something – it goes back to The Apprentice. Now, I don't know or really care about that story. So they've known each other for a long time. So there's a personal issue here as well as an ideological issue here. But just to remind people, you know, Project Veritas just the other day was just one more website, you know, doing exposés and videos and writing articles. Now they're front page news. And that goes to show how even, you know, ordinary folks doing this kind of thing can become front page news and change the world just by saying the right thing at the right time. Although I have to admit, we've had this information about CNN for a long time. This isn't the first time that they've been recorded saying them, or even after the New York Times said the same thing after the election. But this is just so blatant and so obvious and so crass that it's so obnoxious. So, but you know, again, we always knew this. We know that there's no evidence here. But now, given how just vicious CNN has been and the lies that they've told, I don't know. This is pretty blatant, and they're on video saying it.
Well, it's nice to see some hidden camera usage actually going to a good cause and catching out people like this, because we're used to seeing hidden camera usage at nationalist conferences, and it's basically just used to get people saying exactly the same thing that they say when they give their speeches anyway. But what we've got here is hidden camera footage, which is showing these people quite high up in the company admitting that what they're doing is lying. And it's all because of this political bias. Well, Project Veritas's latest video exposes Jimmy Carr, the associate producer for CNN's New Day, attacking President Donald Trump and admitting that CNN has a left-leaning bias. When asked by an undercover journalist if CNN is impartial, Carr plainly responded, "In theory." Also leaked is a 1.5 hour long audio segment from a CNN piece featuring Allison Camerota that proves CNN selectively edits to make Trump supporters look like conspiracy theorists. Carr was recently featured in Project Veritas's American Pravda CNN video series, stating that CNN thinks Trump is effing crazy, that Kellyanne Conway looks like she was hit with a shovel, and that the American voters are stupid as shit. After seeing the first and second Project Veritas video, which exposed CNN employees admitting the Russia narrative was bullshit and a nothing burger, Carr says he had a moment of panic. Why would he have a moment of panic unless he's realised that the game is up here and he's realised that they could actually be sued for this?
I believe Trump has found a loophole in the system. The big issue he's going to run up against, of course, is kind of the tired issues that, you know, the press can do as it pleases. But there's a commercial code that governs this. It is a for-profit corporation. Now, normally the Lanham Act only refers to competitors in a specific industry that are lying about one another. There's a few cases I've read, but in general – So I'm not sure how this would work. Trump is not a commercial person in this capacity as president. And I guess technically he's not a commercial competitor with CNN. He is in fact, but not in law. So that aspect of it. But the Lanham Act has been used successfully before in similar things like this.
Well, hopefully it's going to be able to be used again. We've got another report here on the CNN staff, and here they are getting upset that what they signed up for was journalism, and what they're being asked to do is tell porky pies, basically. CNN says they want to portray the contrast, but really it's partly because you want conflict. Nobody wants to hear one-minute canned statements, CNN media coordinator Christian Sierra is heard saying before adding, "Create clicks, get more money." In the scene above, CNN field operations manager Patrick Davis laments about the network's approach to coverage and concedes that it has a left-wing bias. "All they got to do is take an anchor and put him at the desk and tell the news," says Davis. "We're so busy trying to get appointment viewership. We don't, even though we're totally left-leaning, we don't want to admit it," he continues. "We could be so much better than what we are," Davis adds. "You learn it in journalism school. We're supposed to be middle of the road. That's our job. Now it's just infotainment. That's all it's become." Davis then goes on to criticize CNN's morning editor's call, led by President Jeff Zucker, saying he refuses to listen to them because they're bullshit. "I haven't listened to a 9 a.m. call in about 15 years, he says. "I can't listen to it. It's all bullshit. It's all a bunch of bullshit." During another part of the undercover video, CNN field production supervisor Gerald Cisnet is heard complaining about the degree to which the network covers President Trump and his administration and expresses hope that the president will die soon so that it can cover other topics. You know, when the election was on, people were calling CNN the Clinton News Network because it was just all about promoting Hillary Clinton. And now it's just all about attacking Donald Trump, isn't it?
Completely unprecedented. Not even during the Nixon administration was this the case. Now, of course, nothing here that these people are admitting is news. You know, we've all known this. The Media Research Center in Alexandria, Virginia, has been covering this kind of thing and uncovering this these kind of admissions for years and years and years. Project Veritas is just the latest and the most, you know, very interesting addition to it all. But now what CNN is doing is claiming, and it shows you how frightened they are, that they're claiming that these people, who the insiders that Project Veritas has working for them, don't even work at CNN, that they're nobodies, they're janitors, and that they're their people off the street. So that's, I mean, we, that's not true. This is just damage control. And the fact that they're doing that is it shows you how frightened they are. And it you know, so far, yeah, even if they get to the point where they get to a certain discovery stage where CNN has to turn over certain documents about how it functions, we get to the root of where the money comes from and really what kind of people these are and who they're connected with. Because I have never, ever seen in my 48 years, I have never seen a president so viciously attacked where stuff is just made up. Oh, I mean, the most ridiculous things, that they've invented over the years. This isn't even bias. This is a personal hatred. This is why I'm so happy to see that he's finally taking legal action, because to be honest with you, as much as I hate using the law for this kind of thing, there's no other option here.
Well, I've seen them turn his face orange. I've seen them mess with the sound so that he sounds ridiculous. And this is besides all these made up stories. So what you're saying there, Matt, is that CNN's response to these allegations is to claim that none of these people actually work for CNN. Is that right?
Yeah, either that or that they're nobodies, that they're janitors and they don't matter. And so this is all invented. These people have no access to power.
But it says they're senior executives in the Project Veritas report. Well, let's have a look at what Trump's letter actually says. Dear Mr. Zucker and Mr. Vigilante, this firm is litigation counsel for President Donald J. Trump and Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. We write concerning your biased reporting practices relating to our clients. Your website expressly represents to the public in writing that you are journalists, truth seekers, united by a mission to inform, engage, and empower the world, and that you stand for excellence in journalism and your products. Your slogan is the most trusted name in news. Your anchor, Don Lemon, stated on June 6, 2019, as a keynote speaker at the Financial Times Live Future of News, "We don't profess to be a liberal network. We are a news network. We have a commitment to the truth and to facts, which has really been paramount, especially always at CNN. And he then cites the Journalism Code of Ethics. Recently released video footage of individuals alleged to be your employees indicates that your reporting relating to President Trump is contrary to your own mission and the aforementioned code of ethics. Your own employees appear to state that CNN is focused upon trying to take down President Trump, driven by a personal vendetta that Mr. Zucker purportedly has against him, rather than reporting the news in an objective manner. In the footage, your employees appear to state that CNN attempts to make its reporting appear neutral and unbiased, when in fact it is reporting is far from neutral and highly biased against the president. Among other statements, your employees appear to state the following. Nick Neville, media coordinator at CNN, states, Jeff Zucker, basically the president of CNN, has a personal vendetta against Trump. Jeff Zucker has had an ongoing feud with Trump since The Apprentice, where Zucker was a producer. I totally want to do just like the truth, the dogged reporting, but then you have higher up executives like Zucker and other people who are saying, we gotta make profits. So it turns into like certain things that you do are trying just to attract viewers, then it becomes kind of a comedy show. The aforementioned examples are merely the tip of the iceberg of the evidence my clients have accumulated over recent years. We also expect substantial additional information about CNN's wrongful practices to become known in the coming days and weeks. Never in the history of this country has a president been the subject of such a sustained barrage of unfair, unfounded, unethical, and unlawful attacks by so-called mainstream news as the current situation. Your actions are in violation of the Lanham Act, among other applicable laws, by constituting misrepresentations to the public, to your advertisers, and others. Accordingly, my clients intend to file legal action against you to seek compensatory damages, treble damages, punitive damages, injunctive relief, reimbursement of legal costs, and all other available legal and equitable remedies to the maximum extent permitted by law. And that's this letter that he sent. But I mean, it's not just CNN though, Matt, is it? I mean, it's the BBC as well. And the BBC report what CNN are saying as if it's truth. Like they report it verbatim.
Again, there's nothing new here. We've known all this. Now, the Lanham Act is from 1946, and it generally deals with Stanley, get down. It generally deals with copyright law. But there is, you know, it's Chapter 41 of the American U.S. Code. The key point is that misrepresenting the nature, characteristics, qualities, or geographic origin of another person's goods, services, or commercial activities shall be liable in a civil action. You see, their brand is based on objectivity. That's what the letter, you know, goes on and on. I didn't include it in the notes I sent you, but it spends some time about how objective they are. And they're citing all these documents that they say that they're objective. They have no politics, nothing like that. You know, you can't do this. You can't go to the public and say that and then lie, because they're clearly biased. Now, the Supreme Court says that the person suing in this respect has to show either economic or reputational injury flowing directly from the deception, and which is certainly the case here, is clearly applicable. Where, you know, he does have a case, and so essentially he's saying that because the CNN brands itself a certain way, it's not that way. But my fear is it's going to be thrown out of court in a defense motion. But if it doesn't, subpoenaing these corporate records, they'd be putting managers and corporate correspondents under oath and asking them questions. But because they've already admitted a lot of this stuff, it's going to be very difficult for them. I want to mention Clint Eastwood, and I hadn't thought about this before. In 1993, Clint Eastwood sued the National Enquirer because they claimed to have had an exclusive interview with him that he never gave. Eastwood won, and he used the Lanham Act as the central argument. Now, of course, there's the First Amendment issue here, but there's also the commercial issue here. For someone like a president, I mean, the ultimate public figure, the standard is very, very high. But the lie here is so blatant and the battle lines are so clearly drawn. You know, I initially, when I read this, I was very pessimistic. Now I am very, I can't say I'm optimistic. I don't think this is going to go anywhere. I want to be wrong, though. But I do think, you know, it won't be in, he hasn't even sued yet. That might not actually happen. But he's putting him on notice that they do have obligations. They're not just, you know, liberal college kids with $1 billion. They do have certain obligations. I've denied that fact, and I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. But technically, in a legal sense, they do. Whether or not a judge – no, it all depends on the judge. The law isn't that important. It depends on what judge they get. That's the most significant aspect here.
Well, they're advertising it as unbiased news and truth seekers and not liberal leaning, and yet the actual product that they are producing just constantly attacks anyone to the right of Hillary Clinton. So, you know, I think he does have a good case here. Well, let's have a look at what actually happened with Clint Eastwood, and it was against the National Enquirer. In fact, Eastwood never actually spoke to the Enquirer, and the interview which they claim they had, he says, is a fabrication. In a suit in federal district court, Eastwood alleged that the article misrepresented its origin, association, and or endorsement in violation of the Lanham Act and invaded his privacy and misappropriated his name, likeness, and personality. The gist of the complaint is that Eastwood's reputation was damaged by the suggestion that he would grant an interview to a sensationalist tabloid. So I guess what Donald Trump is saying is that his reputation is being damaged by all these suggestions that are being made that he colluded with Russia and the election was all a fix and Russia meddled in it and all the rest of it. So, I mean, you've got an analogy there with this Eastwood case. After a 7-day trial and 4 days of deliberation, the jury returned a unanimous verdict for Eastwood. It awarded him $150,000. Pursuant to the Lanham Act and California law, Judge Davies awarded Eastwood $653,000 in attorney's fees, but denied $183,000 in costs, including expert witness fees. The Enquirer appealed the verdict and the fee award. Clint Eastwood cross-appeals the denial of expert fees and other costs. I mean, it seems to me that it's Clint Eastwood won this case, and it's pretty much the same thing, because it's not saying that Eastwood really lost out on any money here, but that it was his reputation that was damaged. And that's exactly what Trump is saying, isn't it?
Yeah, not even just his personal reputation, but the reputation of the presidency, of the positions that he holds, the Republican Party and everything else. The standard is actual malice. This is no different than in defamation cases. When you're dealing with a public figure, and I work for Willis Cardo, this was a, you know, we had to deal with this all the time. Willis Cardo is actually one of the important precedents in American law concerning libel. But it all comes from New York Times versus Sullivan. You can print things that are incorrect. You can print certainly opinions that are incorrect. But what matters is, did you know that they were false at the time? And did you put them out there deliberately to hurt this person, that you have actual malice, that they have to be put out with what they say, a reckless disregard for truth? And that's why, in other words, a high degree of awareness of probable falsity is what the Supreme Court says. And this is not just a standard for Lanham Act cases, but also for defamation cases. So now the Project Veritas stuff, as well as a mountain of other things that we know about, these reporters and executives are well aware of what they're saying is not only destructive and harmful and defamatory, but false. They're aware of this. And Project Veritas put it out perfectly. And in this letter, they crafted it in such a way that these executives are saying, we know it isn't true, and we know it could destroy this man and hurt even the presidency. Again, it all depends on the judge, but that's the standard he has. And the standard is very easy to maintain in this case, because there's no question what CNN thinks about him, not just on a personal level, but on a political level, and that they're a mockery of journalism.
So all you have to do, all Trump has to do is prove malice, and malice is proved by these executives admitting that they knew that what they were saying wasn't the truth. And they were knowingly printing and promoting these lies about a president. So it seems that it's not going to be too hard for him to actually prove this, but what you're also making out, Matt, is that it's a really good thing that the corporate records are going to be subpoenaed and opened as well and looked at. You've already talked about these people having to be on the stand and being under oath, but what are you hoping to discover from these subpoenaed corporate records?
Well, the things that even the Media Research Center and other groups like that haven't been able to figure out, the inner sanctum, how these people work at the corporate level, what their agenda really is, what their connections with big money foundations are, how they actually go about, you know, the lies don't come from nowhere. They're crafted somewhere. And how that actually comes about, just how deep it goes. You know, that you quoted someone before saying in journalism school, we learn to be objective. I don't believe that for 2 seconds. No one wants to be a reporter to just say things that happened. Anyone can do that. They want to be a reporter because they want to promote an agenda. I don't think that's true at all. But the code of ethics is another matter, and they claim to be dedicated to that code of ethics, which they violate every day. I mean, the laundry list of things that they've simply just made up. And again, not just CNN, but CNN is one of the worst offenders. You know, they've gone way too far. Election coverage alone is fit. And this is beyond, you know, I was interested in voter intimidation lawsuits. Which is certainly they have a case for that too, in you know, for the campaign 2016. So there's so many roads that they can take. And then, of course, the press is going to be – CNN is going to be reporting on itself. So it's going to be very hard to believe anything they say. And that this is going to happen at the same time these hearings are going on about this ridiculous impeachment. You know, this is a brilliant move. And I think at the very least it'll put them on the defensive. And they realize that they just can't do this. And the Clint Eastwood case isn't nearly as severe. You know, who cares about the National Enquirer? This is international news, front page every day. He has a great case, and it depends on who appointed the judge that it goes in front of. I don't know who that would be. That's all that matters here. And I can't imagine that the regime is going to let this go through. They blow the place up before they let this go through. But I'm dying. I really want him to do this. I want him to file papers and see where they go.
Well, it might very well show that there are links with people like George Soros. But the point that you're making there about these journalists and this left-wing bias that they have, I mean, that's not just at CNN. That's everywhere. I mean, I don't know if it gets drummed into them when they're at university, but there really does seem to be a fine line between left-wing Antifa activist and mainstream journalists. I mean, you talk about companies like The Guardian, The Independent, CNN, they're absolutely dreadful. But even when you look at the local news outlets, they're even worse. And they're desperately crawling over one another to be as left-leaning as they can possibly be in their desperation to become journalists at BBC or at CNN. The whole thing is riddled through with this left-leaning bias. And I don't really understand where that comes from. If you're interested in the news, if you're interested in writing, you're interested in digging out a story, when does that become be a left-wing activist? When does this sympathy with communism and Marxism and destroying Western civilization, when does that come into it? Surely there must be some right-wing people that are interested in this. I mean, what, do they just get kicked out of university? Are they just told they can't work at these companies? I know that there's also a crossover with the intelligence services. We've got lots of people that work for the intelligence services that also work in the mainstream media. And is it down to them, this push towards this left-wing bias? Or as you say, Matt, once these records get subpoenaed, maybe we'll see that there are people like Clinton and George Soros that are behind all of this. But it's not just CNN. It goes through all of them. So it's great that he is at least taking one of them on. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Matt. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Grandpa Lampshade. God bless and hail victory.
You're tuned in to Radio Aryan at radioaryan.com.